Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. We begin with big news of the day in the suspect in the killing of Charlie Kirk. With CBS's Michael George.
The suspect arrested in the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk is set to face a judge for the first time today as prosecutors prepare to file a capital murder charge. It comes as sources tell CBS News 22-year-old Tyler Robinson appeared to confess to the killing in a group chat before his arrest. And the FBI director says there's also DNA evidence linking him to the crime scene. CBS's Bradley Blackburn joins us now with more on this. But what more are we learning about this suspect?
Each day we're getting some new details, and the chat site Discord confirmed that those messages appear to include a confession. And now the FBI says it has recovered a destroyed note the suspect wrote, detailing an opportunity to take Kirk out and his intention to do it.
With the suspect accused of killing conservative activist and social media influencer Charlie Kirk due to make his first court appearance, FBI Director Kash Patel is revealing some of the evidence against him.
His family has collectively told investigators that he subscribed to left-wing ideology.
On Fox News, Patel said DNA found on a screwdriver near the crime scene and a towel wrapped around the alleged murder weapon has been linked to the suspect.
He had a text message exchange, he the suspect, with another individual in which he claimed that he had an opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk.
A spokesperson for Discord and two law enforcement sources confirmed to CBS News an account that appears to belong to the suspect claimed responsibility for the shooting, writing in part, "It was me at UVU yesterday. I'm sorry for all of this." The messages were first reported by the Washington Post. Discord has said it hasn't found any evidence that the suspect planned Kirk's assassination on the chat platform.
I owe so much to Charlie.
On Kirk's show, hosted by Vice President J.D. Vance Monday, White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller claimed that an organized campaign of terrorist networks led to Kirk's assassination.
We are going to use every resource we have at the Department of Justice, Homeland Security, and throughout this government to identify, disrupt, dismantle, and destroy these networks, and we will do it in Charlie's name.
Miller did not provide evidence to back up his claims.
Utah authorities have said they believe the suspect acted by himself during the shooting, but they are probing whether anyone else knew of his plans. And we could learn more today. The FBI director is set to testify on Capitol Hill, and he'll certainly face more questions there.
CBS. And the latest on this 22-year-old suspect.
My social media feed right now is full of speculation about outside
influences.
Knowledge of or influences or even cooperation with the shooter. I don't know that they'll be able to provide any links, but I'm seeing some connections that are being drawn between different groups and splinter groups, much like the same pattern that we had with Robert Bowers in the wake of the Tree of Life shooting, how he was participating in various discussion groups and aligning himself with very extreme groups with the awful ideas in mind.
Yeah, so, I'm not sure, you know, exactly where this will go. There's a lot of garbage on the social media streams, too.
Absolutely. Just, yeah, we have a tremendous outpouring of, I don't know, what are the words I'm looking for?
Well, this has been another lightning rod.
Yes, there we go. It's a place for people who want, some people are looking for a place to overreact, and they do so, most of them anonymously. On both sides of this, it's really, I try to do what I can to stay away from it. I know you do.
I do.
But and at the not, same
just I want facts.
Yeah, at the same time, I'm trying to find out what I can, you know, early on. I follow, for example, to give you some example, like a Utah United States senator, you know, people who would have some knowledge in advance of maybe the national media, that type of thing.
The other big story that you're going to hear a lot about is President has said he will send National Guard troops to Memphis, Tennessee.
Apparently, the first report I heard, Larry, was that was with the at the request of both the mayor of Memphis and the governor of the state of Tennessee. But then I was reading some articles from Memphis.
And the mayor says no.
No, but he didn't find out about it until the word came out. But he does welcome them, however.
There are other people, yeah, who are in crime-ridden areas. The problem is sustainability of this over time.
Right.
If you send the National Guard troops to all the big cities, do they stay? How long do they stay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, big questions.
I mean,
like
if you can come in and put a dent in crime, or at least, you know, what they did in Washington, D.C., and then you leave, you know, what
will it go back to exactly what
right,
it was
what
prior?
What fills the vacuum left behind if the local police can't provide that? And I can tell you, Larry, having lived in Memphis at one point in my career, Shelby County can be a very violent place, and it's only gotten worse. And I have friends there who I've stayed in touch with, and it is a place where the National Guard would certainly be helpful.
We will continue to follow. Listen for The Drive at 5, the top stories driving the day's news. Weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Saturday in Morgantown at halftime during the Pitt WVU game, got a visit in the broadcast booth from Governor Shapiro, who was there to take in the game. He has two of his four children. His oldest daughter, Sophia, graduated from Pitt. Son, Joan, is a sophomore. Then he has Max and Ruben, and had a chance to talk to the governor about his approach to ratcheting down the political hate speech. And it will be important, I think, for people to hear that today at this summit. And then, of course, we'll hear more after. And then next hour, we're going to talk to former Governor Tom Corbett, who's on the opposite side in terms of Democrat, Republican, but they're working together to try to help eradicate the hate speech.
And one other person who's been speaking along the same lines in the last few days has been Senator John Fetterman.
Yes.
A remarkable departure, again, for him from what you would assume would be a party line stance on any of these issues. He's blazing his own trail. I'd love to talk with him about all of this if we could get him.
Yeah, John Fetterman has been an outlier to, in terms of, you know, hemming him into one thought. You forget about
it. He's on the same page with both Governor Shapiro and former Governor Corbett when it comes to turning down the volume on the hate speech and the intolerance.
Yeah, he actually got kudos from, of all people, Ted Nugent, who's
right. I mean, talk about political opposites, right? I mean, we've got one person who's a well-known rock star who's very conservative, and then you have John Fetterman, who's a Democrat, who says, well, he's really not a progressive, even though he was confused with one earlier. And let me give you another example of what I'm talking about. I was reading, you're familiar with Bill Maher, right?
Sure.
He has a wonderful show on HBO, a discussion, a civil discussion about the issues that we're confronting in America. And he interviews a variety of different. Well, he was a guest on someone else's program just recently, and he talked about interviewing Ben Shapiro on Real Time on HBO. And he said how much he liked him and how civil he was and how, you know, what a nice person he was and how he made his points, you know, intelligently and without being offensive. Now, this is Bill Maher. Listen to the people who are talking here. Josh Shapiro, Bill Maher, John Fetterman. Listen to these voices. They're all saying the same basic thing, aren't they?
Tom Corbett.
Yep.
And both sides of the aisle. So hopefully it resonates with people because we do have to ratchet down the hate speech. I got some, you know, I always use this time to share the oddball stories.
What you got?
Food for thought. A new study from the University of North Carolina has found that eating too much junk food can mess with your memory. Oh, God. That's...
Yikes.
Oh, there's a lot... oh, boy.
Since there's a lot of things I'd like to forget, I better start snacking.
Yeah, a lot of people are in trouble.
If you're watching on our live stream...
Cheetos today.
I got Cheetos.
Mm. What's up with that?
You switching it up.
Just for today, yeah. You got to change.
And Cheetos are equally as addicting, I think.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time, and I can't note years... In literally years, Larry is snacking on something other this morning than all Cheez-Its. Right.
Full disclosure.
You yeah, know who gave story? You those?
In the press lounge at Acrisure Stadium, leaving the game.
You grabbed a bag of Cheetos.
They put out some bags of chips and stuff if you wanted to grab one on the way out. And I said, oh, Cheetos. Mm-hmm. So I put them in my backpack.
Oh,
and
you found them this morning.
I discovered them. And I go, you know what? I'm going to... make a bold change in my snack food habits.
To have something even more crunchy and salty than Cheez-Its.
Yes.
Well, they found out at this University of North Carolina study that, that too much stuff like cheeseburgers, fries, Cheetos can limit your brain function.
I believe this.
Oh, hey, boy.
Speaking of which, did he say hamburgers there?
Yeah.
Cheeseburger. Guess what I had for lunch yesterday?
I can't remember.
Honestly, I thought of you. I almost sent you a pic of my plate of French fries with a super burger.
Oh, that's... let's.
Every once in a while, Larry and I like to just stop and enjoy a super burger.
Yeah, that's the cheat code. That's for your cheat day.
I'm actually shocked that a hamburger / cheeseburger is considered a snack.
For some people.
For some people, yeah.
Okay, well, I love a good cheeseburger, so I guess we're all snacking on that one.
All right, but if you eat too much junk food, you might not remember that you ate it. Hey, we have a new moon. I'm not talking about the moon we have that you can't see. There's a sliver of it anyway. But don't bother looking for it. Astronomers say 2025 PN7 is so small, you'd need NASA to see it. The mini moon is only 62 feet wide.
Oh,
isn't that like a rock, a space rock?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
It was discovered a couple of weeks ago and is actually an asteroid hitching a ride around the sun with us until 2085. And then I don't know what, it doesn't say what happens to it. Or as we might say in Pittsburgh, it gets burned up in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Now, where is this again?
It's hanging around with us. It's zipping around into the sun with us. 365 days for the next, do the math.
Is it a visitor or will it stay?
No, it's getting blowed up.
Okay.
It'll burn up or fly off.
Or maybe it'll get...
How do they know that?
It'll get ingested by the sun and turned into some kind of fuel.
How do they know this stuff?
Yeah.
And researchers in Argentina have created eye drops that could replace reading glasses. The drops contain a steroid and a drug that reforms the lens of your eye. This sounds dangerous.
Yes, it does.
It's a form of long-sightedness that usually occurs after the age of 40. You're good, Aaron. Almost all the patients in the study were able to read two extra lines or more in the eye chart after using the drops. But I don't know.
Well, I went to get my new prescription yesterday for some reading glasses, and I finally broke down and asked them to... make me a prescription for computer glasses. I'm sick and tired of holding my head up at an angle and looking at the very bottom.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That would explain your neck pain.
Exactly.
We'll see where this goes. Joe, I'm Larry Richard. Appreciate you being with us this morning. One of the issues you heard about in the campaigns for the city and otherwise is addressing the issue of affordable housing. And today, an important day for that, Senate Democratic Caucus will get together to discuss solutions. And joining us, Senator Wayne Fontana, representing 42nd District. Senator, welcome back. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. So one of the issues that a lot of people have asked questions of, where is the affordable housing? What's going to happen next? How can we solve this issue?
Yeah, it's been around for a while. I personally was put on a land bank in the city of Pittsburgh under Mayor Peduto probably over 10 years ago. And it still hasn't really kicked off the way it should, the city land bank. So, you know, obviously it's not working for reasons. We're coming together today to talk about solutions, which in my view, first of all, in my view, there should be a lot of housing, not just affordable housing. There should be market rate housing and a balance of all that throughout Pennsylvania. But today we're talking about affordable housing, which, it, again, hasn't happened the way it should. We talk a lot about it, but it hasn't really got off the ground in the way that it really would make a difference. And that's because there's never been a real action plan put together. It hasn't been organized, and it hasn't been an action plan, and it hasn't been funded in the city of Pittsburgh. So, you know, that needs to happen if you want to see some real results. You know, Larry, in the city of Pittsburgh, for example, there's thousands of houses that are sitting vacant. There's empty lots that could be turned into affordable housing, and that's not happening. And the question is why. And so that's something we're going to be looking into today. You know, I certainly have my own ideas about how that should happen, but and hopefully it will, you know, in the near future.
One of the issues that I have heard, Senator, is the fact that you mentioned the abandoned houses. A couple of things. If you're in that neighborhood, you hate to have an abandoned house next to you or near you, because that doesn't help you. A, it doesn't put that property on the tax rolls. And there seems to be an unbelievable amount of bureaucracy and red tape for people to get anything done to do that, even on empty lots. So that's something that could be addressed with the city.
Yes, and you hit the nail on the head with that. There's a couple things that obviously need to be done, and that's, you know, you can identify the houses that can be turned into affordable housing. So that's fine, but streamlining the process of clearing title and transferring properties to land banks or CDCs or URAs is important. I passed a bill in Harrisburg over a year ago, and that bill, Act 4 of 2023, was Senate Bill 202, expedited that process of clearing liens of properties. But the city's never enacted it. My understanding is it just was sent over to City Council. This is a year later, last week. So there'll probably be a vote either this week or next week on this bill. And this is to expedite properties from sheriff's sale down to in as fast as 3 months to get them into the land bank, and then the land bank can do something with them. Now, the land bank has to establish relationships with other entities like Action Housing, Habitat for Humanity, organizations that will come in and take these houses and turn them into an affordable housing. and that they do. There's no question. And then on the state level, we have the Pennsylvania Housing Authority, which also sends dollars into these areas. But somebody has to go after this stuff. Somebody has to lead in order to make those contacts and establish those relationships. So that's what we're hoping that happens in the near future, especially under the new administration coming in the city. But the question too, Larry, is should there be a county land bank? Around the country, if you study land banks, there are a lot of them are run by the county, and then the smaller municipalities feed into that. So we need to organize, and we need to have an action plan, and we have to have benchmarks on that. And that hopefully today we will flush some of that out.
We're with Senator Wayne Fontana. Can you explain to us what a land bank actually does? What's the purpose on paper?
It's really pretty simple. I mean, the land bank takes control of vacant properties that normally are being foreclosed on. And again, you take that in, and then the whole point is to convert that vacant house, rundown house, into affordable housing. In some cases, you have to knock it down. Sometimes you have to demolish it. But the land bank's making those decisions. It takes it off the city council. In a lot of cases, maybe even a CDC, a community development corporation that may be within a certain municipality, they don't have the wherewithal. They don't have the money to do it, but they want to upgrade their neighborhood, right? As you mentioned, those homes in those neighborhoods just run the neighborhood down. They deplete values on the houses around them. So if you go into the neighborhood and you start, changing these homes into something affordable and people to habitat it, that's just going to upgrade the neighborhoods and build value in the neighborhood. So the land bank that's the purpose of the land bank is to make sure these homes get back on the tax rolls, but making them affordable housing so folks can get back in there. There's nothing like the American dream, and that's what the land bank is doing. It's helping folks attain that, but in a way that they can afford. And they're good things if they're used properly and. That's been lacking here in the city of Pittsburgh for sure. We established it, but we just didn't make it happen.
Yeah, I hear on paper it sounds good, but it's been very difficult in practice. Before you go, what do you think of those tiny homes that's been floated out for the city?
Yeah, I'm not a big proponent of that. I think that there's the cost of them. I've looked into the cost. It's pretty strong. You're sticking them in into neighborhoods and small in between homes that might have an extra lot in there. I just think we have enough already. We have enough, I think, housing that exists to not have to go down that road. And in fact, you can build in on the vacant lots that are out there, and there's a lot of them in the city. You build put duplexes, four units, and make them affordable. Habitat for Humanity does that already. So I think there's other alternatives to make it a little better rather than create, a lot of congestion in certain neighborhoods. In the right place, we can build homes. We can build a brand new affordable housing, one, two, three, four unit properties in community. So, if you're going to make a whole community out of them, maybe. But I don't see it happening. They haven't been able to find a place for that.
Right.
There's been a lot of talk of it. But we have something existing we can do right now.
Well, hopefully you'll get some real traction in this caucus today. Appreciate you sharing your time this morning, and good luck.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate it.
A lot of people are counting on this coming to fruition. Senator Wayne Fontana on the Big K Morning Show.
The young man accused of killing Charlie Kirk has a hearing scheduled today in a Utah courtroom.
We expect that the suspect will make his first appearance in court at 3 p.m. Mountain Time.
And that is 5 p.m. our time. Plus, Larry, more information expected before that during a news conference at 2 Eastern Time.
I think we had heard he wasn't cooperating, A. B, They're looking to see if there are any others that may be linked who knew of his plans.
Might even hear of some more charges today as well. Governor Josh Shapiro is speaking at today's Eradicate Hate Global Summit at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center.
I think we are at a pivotal moment in this country, and we need leaders to step up and speak and act with moral clarity.
That's from an interview on CBS Mornings last week.
So we will talk to former Governor Tom Corbett, who will join us live right after your update at the top of the hour.
Yeah, same person who'll be speaking today with Governor Shapiro, is former Governor Corbett. Hey, Penn's captain Sidney Crosby has commented on speculation about a possible trade.
This is where I want to be. I love it here, and I can't keep having to answer the same question over again because of these narratives. You know, like,
yeah.
If people want to write about that or say that, that's fine, but I can't really control that.
Yeah, the Penguins have a tradition of sending the captain and other players out to do the ceremonial gift of their season ticket holders. You know, they choose at random.
Yeah, it's a really great tradition.
It is. So Sid shows up at your door in his jersey. It's like, oh my God, Sidney Crosby's here. Hey, Sid, are you leaving?
What I love about this is that he's a superstar, but he still has time to do this kind of thing, right?
He doesn't act like one. And I think the people of Pittsburgh appreciate his humility, you know?
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest here. He grew up a Montreal Canadiens fan. He grew up in Nova Scotia, and playing for the Canadiens would have been a dream come true for him, but he wound up playing in Pittsburgh. Now, the Canadiens have a team that's on the rise, and there's been speculation in Montreal that they could trade to get Sidney there for a chance to win another Stanley Cup.
But Sid said yesterday, as you just heard, I like it here. So that suggests...
I'm impressed.
As we would say, he ain't going anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.